Kelly, Kayleen, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to start off by asking you both about some of your concerns about what's going on right now around politics. Kelly, let's start with you. What are some of the things that are kind of driving you crazy around the current election cycle?
Definitely how divided our country's becoming because of it. We're losing touch with what I feel America was in the first place.
Kayleen, what about you? What are your concerns right now?
I feel pretty much the exact same way. I think the election is pulling people to completely divide our country instead of working together on things that need to be talked about as one big issue. They're just like completely on one side or the other side. There's no compromise in between, and I feel like there's something like that needs to happen in order to have a good country in a way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think could happen? Do you think there could be a different way or a different way of looking at politics that could help us with this division right now?
I personally try and look at all of the perspectives of everyone and try to think of what maybe I could do to be part of both sides. But some of the other people that I talk to are completely Democratic or completely Republican. I feel like they just need to have a more open mind on what politics are about and what America's about.
And Kelly, what about you? Do you have any thoughts on healing this division that you see in politics right now?
I feel like we definitely need to kind of, in a way, get rid of I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. So we don't have our mind set to that. We're able to maybe focus on an issue more, not, well, the Democrats want this, so the Republicans are going to do the complete opposite.
A lot of people think that maybe a third party is something that we need in this country, or maybe more than three, maybe four or even five political parties. What are your views on that, Kelly?
Personally, I think that would be awesome because I'm not in the Republican section or the Democrat section. So I feel we need to add more diversity into what we're coming from.
Kayleen, what about you? Do you have any thoughts on third parties or having more political parties in America?
I think that's a great idea because right now there's only really two sides to every opinion about the election. There's not really another opinion besides those two, and I feel like a variety would give us more freedom to choose what we would like.
What do you think is missing from the debate right now? There's a lot of different issues that have come up. Immigration's a huge issue. Lots of other things that are going on right now. Do you think there's anything that's really missing in your view that people aren't talking about?
I think it's all being pretty talked about. There's a lot of like the bigger issues. I feel like some of the smaller issues besides like immigration or such things like that, because immigration is a huge issue, they're being kind of like overlooked just because the political parties are only focusing on like the top two or three issues in the United States. I feel like, you know, every topic should be discussed just like any other one, given equal time, everything like that. So,
Kelly, do you think anything's missing right now? Is there anything that you would like to hear more about from the candidates that are out there?
I would like to hear more about maybe making the country one again, because everything that the politicians are saying now, they're just dividing us up more with immigration or war. Everything that they're trying to get across is just making it to where we're going our separate ways even more instead of finding a common ground.
When you talk with your friends about this, first of all, are you guys talking about politics? I mean, when you're at school, do you guys talk politics a lot? What's that conversation look like?
I personally don't talk politics at all because I don't know. My school is very kind of set in one way. There's a lot of Republicans there, and I am a liberal, so it's not exactly something that we all can just be happy about.
So you kind of steer away from politics, huh?
Yeah, I like to keep my friends, so I try to keep away from the politics.
Yeah. What about you, Kayleen? Is the conversation turned to politics in your life very much?
Yeah, my parents are really into the election, and we talk about it a lot. I really like talking about the election, and just like Kelly, I'm really one-sided on the election, but I try and look at the other views and stuff, but I feel like, I don't know, me and my friends talk about the election a lot, and we actually try and be really educated on it. We're not just like looking at one candidate and be like, oh, he's cool, he should be president. We actually like try and look at what that president wants to do, what their future views are, what they've done in the past, things like that. We try and be really educated on it. So,
does the conversation turn to argument very much, or is it a pretty civil conversation?
Usually if I'm talking with people who have the same view as I do on who should win the election, it doesn't turn into argument. But if we try and talk to someone who maybe doesn't see the election as we do, it usually does.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, do you feel like young people's voices are being heard? You know, when you hear a lot of the issues that are being debated, sometimes maybe there are things that don't resonate with you, or are there things that you would like to hear politicians talking about from a young person's perspective that you're just not hearing about?
Well, I feel, as a young person, to me, I think everything they're talking about is important because it's the country that I'm going to be growing up in. So I definitely want to be interested or knowledgeable about what's happening with immigration and who our president is and what their background is. But I feel that people don't really consider, if you're a youth, that you know what you're talking about. It's kind of just, well, they're pulling all this stuff off of Facebook, so let's be honest here, it's not real. And
where are you getting your information from? Is it mostly from places like Facebook? When you say you're trying to educate yourself, where do you go for that education?
I watch the news a lot more than I would like to admit. And my parents and I, we have really good conversations. My dad's a Democrat, my mom's an independent, and then my brother's a Republican. So we have every area covered, and we go from every which way, and we try to understand, and we get each other's point of view and also what the other person knows. And so it's kind of just personal experience that I get my information in conversations.
Kayleen, what about you? Where are you going to get more educated on the issues around what's being debated right now?
I also agree with Kelly that some adults don't feel like we're very educated on the topics we're talking about. But I really liked my government class last year just because we did so many projects on the election. I feel like I went into government like just at the right time to like get all the information, because that's what we primarily focused on, was the election and the background in the elections. And so mostly the internet, which is not, I don't know, the internet and the news. You can't trust all the news or all the internet, but I mean, you just filter yourself through, and if you find the right websites, those like good websites that you know of, you know, people share them around and stuff, I mean, you can get some really good information from them. So
both of you are 17 right now. Neither of you will be able to vote in the upcoming election. How do you feel about that, Kayleen? What's it like to be kind of on the brink of being able to vote?
Honestly, it sucks a lot. I really wish I could vote. I mean, some of the people that I know, they're like, oh, it's just another election. Like, my one vote doesn't matter. It absolutely does matter. I think everyone should vote. You have the right in this country to vote, and you should take advantage of it 100%.
Kelly, what about you? How are you feeling about being shut out for one more year?
I'm really bummed because this is such a popular election, and it's so divided that your vote will count so much to it. So everyone that says that they have, well, I want this president or I want this, but they won't vote, it's how are they going to get what they want if they won't put forth what we need?
Do you see yourself as being pretty highly engaged in politics and elections when you do turn 18 and you're able to engage in that way and vote?
I do. It's a huge part of our country. I mean, it's incredible that we are allowed to vote for who we want, that we have that freedom to do it. So why not take advantage and vote for who I think is the right person?
Kayleen, have you thought about how you're going to engage in politics? Have you ever thought about like running for office and actually being a candidate someday?
You know, that'd be pretty cool if I could run for office, but honestly, I don't think I could handle it. The stress and, I mean, what these candidates go through is absolutely insane from both aspects. I mean, like from the good and the bad. So, I mean, it's just crazy what they have to go through to even be considered, and then you become a presidential candidate and the steps just keep going up and up and up. I mean, you're never really off the hook when you run for presidential candidate. So,
well, Kayleen and Kelly, thank you both for being here and talking a little politics with me this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That's Kelly Matthews and Kayleen Bowie. They're both seniors at Dolores High School. You've been listening to The Fishbowl here on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.